Like, every time he looks at me, like, oh, damn it, can you give me a rub?
I think you're...
He's got, like, little wrinkles on his head.
I think you're doing what all dog owners do. You're projecting your own qualities on your dog. It doesn't like a hard floor.
I don't want to sleep on all... I wish. I don't know. I need a bed.
Why isn't your mic on?
I don't know. It's not on. Hello? Hello? I can hear me a little.
How's that?
I can hear you, too.
Yeah,
I can't
good.
Hear myself.
How about that? Well, that's all maxed out. That's not right. Oh, wait. Oh, geez.
There it is.
How's that sound, ladies?
Sounds great.
Okay. No, that's monitor. Is that? No, that doesn't do anything. I don't know why I'm even messing with that. Okay. Well, I think someone should say something about the impromptu lunch we just had. That was amazing.
I just looked at that picture.
It looks like a dick?
Yeah, that looks like a dick.
I had in my refrigerator.
Chick had in his refrigerator. I said, do you need some lunch? Chick had a rough yesterday.
I had a rough yesterday.
So I got here and he didn't even get out of his chair. He didn't look at me. He didn't, nothing. And I said, you all right, buddy? And he's like, well. And I said, how about I make you some lunch? And he had 4 slices of boar's head ham.
Yes.
He had a package of Swiss cheese. And he had a Pillsbury, like a French bread roll thing. Like you can roll it out and cook it fresh. So I rolled it out and I put the ham and the cheese in there, rolled it up, put steak seasoning on top.
It was delicious.
When it came out of the oven, one end of it looked like a dick.
And there's an Instagram account called That
Looks Like
At That Looks Like a Dick.
And so Chick added them.
And my favorite one is at Starbucks. Somebody ordered whipped cream on the top of their drink, and it was oozing out of the hole in the top where you put the straw, and it looked like big dick and balls coming out of the top of the coffee or the plastic cup.
Okay, I'm going to have to say that my favorite one is this guy who is big and sweaty, and the sweat stain on the back of his shirt looked exactly like
wow.
a dick. Yeah,
wow.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. If you don't get on the account, I'm going to be really disappointed. Because
yeah, I think that's...
That crescent roll... Looked exactly like a peen.
It did. So true.
A peen? Is that a thing? A peen?
Peen, yeah.
Am I behind on that term, peen? A
penis? I like peen.
Short for a penis?
Yeah.
Peen?
P-E-E-N?
I think peen.
Is that what you girls do? Is you sit around and talk about penises? And
yes. That's all we do.
All we do. Actually, no. Actually, so you know what? Actually, when girls talk about penises, it's usually like a girl, one sentence text. Your friend responds, and then it's over. Like, don't get deep.
No.
Like, did you see that dick imprint on his jeans? Yep. Okay. That's it.
Like, we
so
don't
you
go
do
into
talk
it.
About dick imprints on jeans.
I mean, if
only
you see
John
it,
Hamm's.
Only John Hamm's. Yeah.
Well, John Hamm's is amazing. I don't know how he...
Only, actually, we did talk about dicks quite a bit because I went to a gay pool party on Saturday.
Oh, you did.
And, lots of dicks. Everyone was wearing very skimpy bathing suits, and I was telling Jess,
Everyone had a dick.
Mm-hmm. Everyone had a dick, and everyone had a skimpy bathing suit on. One bathing suit, it was a Speedo, obviously. It was like, there was like a little pouch for his penis.
Like a sock.
Yeah.
Within the Speedo.
And so even when he was laying on his back, like you could just see it, because his peen was like in this little pouch, this little
because,
sock.
Yeah, because, I mean, when a guy regularly wears a Speedo, like it's just, there's just a little extra fabric in the front.
I have been alive 59, soon to be 60 years, and I've never worn a Speedo.
I think that's what you should do for your 60th birthday.
However, my father wore Speedos.
He did?
Stop.
He had
his dad was hot.
There's a...
he was.
There's a... He had a flesh-tone Speedo.
No.
Why?
I don't know. And
like, why were those even made?
There are pictures somewhere of him at Madison Lake in Madison County, Ohio, standing with his hands on his hips, just getting ready to get into the lake. And I guess my mom took it. If it wasn't her, if someone else would have taken it, there would have been World War III.
So right.
I'm sure it was my mom. But yeah, the older I got, I realized, well, that's not part of the bathing suit. That's Pop's peen is what that was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like,
your dad
what
was
kind
home?
Of confidence do you need to wear a flesh-toned Speedo? Just
stand there,
boom,
bang,
take it.
Here it is. Here it is.
Well,
no
I mean,
problem.
I guess if you want to go through the thought process a girl would have, black is slimming, so what would be the opposite of black?
White bikini.
Flesh-toned bikini.
Flesh-toned bikini.
And it'll make everything look bigger.
Bigger.
So maybe that's what he was going for.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That was my daddy. Hang on a second. Let's do this. Hey, it's working. I don't like anything happening on GarageBand right now. How do you turn off your notifications that you're getting mail?
Maybe preferences?
I'll cover what Caitlin just did. As soon as I introduce you to, thanks for listening to the Chick McGee Show. That's Caitlin Kopetsky, that's Jess Hooker, and I remain Chick McGee. Thank you. People go nuts now when he does this in concert.
We went nuts when he did this.
It was in the driving rain. Remember, afterward, he goes, I could not believe how many people were going crazy when I played this song even though it was raining.
Yep.
It was great. What's wrong with your water? Is it all right? Too much water in it?
No, it's the cup.
Oh.
It's a stainless steel cup.
Yeah, but it looks like a red Solo cup.
It looks like a Solo cup.
But it's gold.
Yeah. No, it's actually not gold.
What is it, copper? What is it?
I'd go copper or a dark rose gold. You could probably pull it off as that, maybe. I don't know.
Now, those of you who picked up on what was happening there, I said, is there any way to stop my mail notifications from coming up while I'm in GarageBand? And Caitlin, like she was talking to a third grader.
Yeah, but it really didn't.
But it really did help, though. It really did help me. It helped me. I know that.
You. I am in love with the fact that she can say things like that and you don't get shitty. Because maybe any other woman on the planet could say it and you would have lost your mind.
Maybe it's in preferences. Because I think part of her, like 80%, maybe more than half, really meant maybe it's preferences.
Honestly, in that moment, it was 100%.
There, see?
I was being super genuine.
Instead
you know
of,
when I'm being... Maybe it's some preferences.
Maybe you want to try to check out the preferences, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm a genuine person for the most part.
That's right. You're darn right you are. And no, if I go up here, I think, and I force quit mail, I bet it won't come out, right? Because I don't want to close GarageBand until we're done.
You don't want to do that. Absolutely not.
Everything will shut down and we're losing all this gold. So, ladies, how are we this week?
So great.
You're looking forward to the... Can I help you?
Sorry.
Put your phone down. You're looking forward to the big fight on Saturday night?
Geeked.
No.
No, don't care for the fight at all.
I don't like fights.
You don't like any kind of fighting?
Mm-mm. I mean, maybe I would. I don't know.
Professional fighting?
I mean, I'll watch it. It's not like it's not like blood or like stuff like that grosses me out. I just don't. I'm not a fan of anything.
You're not a fan of anything?
Not really.
Except me.
Except Caitlin.
That encompasses... Well, we're all Caitlin's fan, I think.
Yeah.
But that encompasses your kids. That you said you're not a fan of anything. You're a fan of your kids.
Like, by law, I kind of have to be.
I don't think if CPS comes and goes, well, you know, you really weren't a fan.
Okay, you know what? I think if CPS could probably tell you which parents were fans and which parents weren't.
What did you
professionally?
Didn't you tweet something about there should be a parent protection services?
Yeah. Parental Protection Services.
PPS.
PPS.
What were they doing to you? I forget now.
Addie kept turning off my song while I was dancing.
Can you want to explain that?
And
because
then we got into a slap fight.
Well, and that...
And I was living for it.
But that set off somewhat of a firestorm on Twitter, though.
Because I was driving my car.
You were being irresponsible.
And you took your hands off the wheel.
I took the hands off the wheel, but if I could just tell you, I was going about 12 miles an hour.
On your street, in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
Okay, people act like they don't drive without their hands on the wheels all the time. Like
I drive with my knee.
You're not a saint. Yeah, I drive with my legs all the time.
I knee drive all the time.
Absolutely.
Especially in the morning when you're getting a McMuffin, you know, you gotta you're unwrapping it. You don't wanna, you know,
Exactly.
Especially nobody on the road. That's not gonna who cares?
Yeah. Right? You're up at like 4 in the morning.
There are people
there are
though, on Twitter
drivers who are very upset about it.
I get the impression that there are people though waiting to pounce on Twitter, no matter what you do.
I don't know if they do. You would have to see something really shitty for me to care at this point. I don't know.
Can't relate.
But me saying that, means that I'm waiting to pounce, right? Or waiting to see someone pounce, or
no? I do enjoy watching a good Twitter fight. I mean, as long as I'm not involved.
I'm surprised I haven't been engaged in one because they're people piss me off all the time on Twitter, and I don't know how, but I don't answer them.
That's good.
Good
the
job.
The most that I do anymore is mute them, and then they don't know.
Yeah.
Because what they like to do is like, for instance, this example. Today's Wednesday. It's a nice sunny day here in central Indiana, and someone will send back. Well, you know, we're not. It's not a sunny day. Is the Redskins practice field because they're going to suck this year. No matter what I tweet, they will.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing they know about.
You know
me.
What you need to send them back? I need to get you to either find the GIF or find the picture where it's a line graph, you mm-hmm. know, the dot graphs, yeah. and it says there's a dot and a B dot, and they move around, and it says no correlation. What's the correlation between those two things?
Yeah, they
nothing,
that.
You dummy.
Yeah. Oh, the eclipse, when I teased things, said I hope everybody's good with their gods and religions because the world ends at 2:34 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, at least we won't be able to hear and see the Redskins fuck up this season. Like, what? Yes, if the world ends, we won't have NFL football. You're right.
See, you know what? You need to start clapping back. I'm a big proponent. Okay.
Nice one.
I don't.
Kate is.
I don't
good at
look.
It.
I don't look for drama on mm-hmm. Twitter. Like, I'm not going to get in someone else's mentions mm-hmm. and like say something nasty to them.
Right.
But if someone's in my mentions,
you
talking
did the
smack.
You did the
to
one
me.
Hand. You did the one hand clap when you said
yes
in my mentions.
Yes,
that's true.
Then I definitely say something. You don't get to just be rude to me and me not say anything back. You're not safe when you're in my mentions.
What is that? That must be some kind of mental. There must be some sort of. Concept at work there where
people feel the need to comment. And
well, and
that.
The and there's a certain amount of anonymity that they benefit from that they
absolutely.
Would,
sure.
they
yeah.
would say they say something that they wouldn't
sure
they wouldn't say to your face or probably you know in a million years, but they feel free to say it on Twitter and just be as awful as possible.
I have an issue with
or Instagram
someone at my kid's school. I'm just going to say that. And I had the choice to what I looked like as tattle, go to her superior and address an issue that happened at a meeting, or I sat on it for a couple of days and I said, no, like that's not how I roll. Like I'm going to wait until you say something stupid again, and then we're going to address it face to face, and I'm going to probably get real ratchet and it's going to be ugly.
Loves
but I'm going to make it clear, look, just because I'm chubby doesn't mean I'm insecure. I don't care how cute and put together and thin you are a horrible person. And that's how I feel about it.
I've always said yes. this. I've always said this, that people who are, perhaps because I've always been, I was a chubby kid, and I think people, like they develop personalities before, and that because that's all they have to rely on.
Yeah, so that know? So that might be the case. I don't
so
know.
So if you're always a pretty human being, and doors fly open for you,
right.
and you know you don't have to, you can be a real.
You don't have to develop a like a yeah nothing.
That's why
not I, true though, because aren't there? There's
there
funny,
are nice, beautiful people, right? I can't think of any right now, but
really,
well, I mean, Kate.
No, I know. I mean, we're excluding the people in this room. We all know that we are beautiful and funny.
We all know. And that's why this house is haunted.
That was,
whose door was that? Was that my bedroom
door? That was your bedroom door.
Hmm.
Yikes-a-roni.
I had something fun. Well, fun? I don't know. It's fun for me. Whatever. This morning, Addie woke up and she smelled just like Gloria Vanderbilt, like while I was doing her hair and
you mean
helping her get ready.
The perfume, not the lady.
No, not the lady. I'm
okay.
sorry. The Gloria Vanderbilt perfume.
It sounded like it was.
And
like...
that is my grandma's perfume.
Oh, no.
And she died when I was 4. And all I just smelled it all morning and I was just smiling and I was like, that's so weird. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to come back and I'm going to. And Addie'd walk by and she still smelled like it. And I was like, that. How's that even possible?
That's weird.
Yeah, because we use, you know, the hippiest of the hippie mm-hmm. shampoo and stuff. So I don't know how she did.
Well, that's with like mediumship, I mm-hmm. guess that's what you call it.
Sure.
There's different things. Like you could see spirits. You can feel spirits. You can smell spirits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they all have different mm-hmm. one. Like the clairvoyance is
yeah.
when you hear. There's all different ones. Nasal voyance, that's when you smell it.
Yeah, yeah. So it just probably like comes to you in a different. Honestly, I was gonna just go with it.
No,
because I half believe it.
I think clairvoyance covers all the senses. I think clairvoyant.
I don't know if it does.
I think it does.
You would know. Literally, you would know because you're smart like that, but I don't know. I'm going to look it up. But there is something like even...
But
like
you guys know that like smell, sensing. the most effective memory enhancer or Kickstarter or whatever you want to call it, the thing that triggers memories the quickest, the fastest, the most complete are smells.
Right.
Not sight, not... Well, what else would there would be?
Hearing.
Here.
I was going to say the strongest sense tied to memory is your sense of smell. But Chick said it.
No, I
with
don't
a
think
lot
so.
Of extra words.
I did because we have a podcast going and I'm talking.
I loved it. That happened with my dad. We were talking about his grandmother who had passed away, and I said, "Does she ever come to you in dreams? You know, have you ever seen her, felt her?" He was like, "No, not really." You know, and it was obviously like way before I was born. And then we got home and he was upstairs and he goes, "Oh my God, like I just smelled her up here." So I think, I don't know if he was like just finally like kind of open to the fact like, hey, she can visit me. Mm-hmm. But he said he smelled her house.
My dad had a very unique smell because mm-hmm. he worked in a factory that made soap pads, Brillo
Ooh.
Soap pads.
Okay.
And that's a very distinctive. And he worked in the boxing where they would box the soap pad. And there was a couple months ago when I would smell him like every morning when I let the girls out. It was like, oh my God, you know.
And it's so distinct. Like, yeah. You know that that's what it is.
Absolutely. What do you got on clairvoyant?
Clairvoyance is actually clear seeing. When you have like, when you see it in your, like,
mind's
in your third
eye
or your mind's eye, gotcha. That's clairvoyance. Clairsentience is your clear feeling. It's the ability to receive intuitive messages via feelings, emotions, and physical sensations.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Clairaudience is obviously hearing. And claircognizance is knowing. Like you just just know.
Yeah.
Like you didn't, we wouldn't even, yeah. Huh.
There's no smell?
There is no smell.
It must be clairnasal.
That said, there's four big ones, so I was looking, there's...
Huh. Well, it should be smells.
Clairtangency, when you feel like you feel someone, mm-hmm. which I did. That happened to me twice last night. It always happens in my sleep. Like I'll feel somebody touch me, but I kept feeling somebody like.
Okay, and that's when the podcast stopped and I went back to edit it, but there was nothing to edit. This is all a true story because at that point, James, the service dog, Addie's service dog, had a horrible bout with gas. And we decided to take a break. That's how the first part of the podcast ends this week. Weird, eerie, strange. Me not being a very good engineer, you decide. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One coming up. And now part two of the Chick McGee Show. Pretty sure we're the only podcast that had to take a break because the dog farted.
It happened. But we all continued to sit here and smell it for the last 10 minutes.
But we didn't. For some reason, it sounded reasonable to take a break so we wouldn't subject the listener to it.
To us whining about the dog fart?
You think smell-o-vision is coming? Do you think that's going to be a thing?
I think that's weird.
What?
I don't know. I don't like scratch and sniff stuff.
Like, unless it's orange.
Unless it's orange. I like citrus.
A citrusy?
Like that's citrus. My go-to flavor for like popsicles, suckers.
Is orange?
Orange.
Oh, mine's cherry.
That's a common one. You know what Matt's favorite popsicle flavor is?
Probably the worst one, lime.
Banana.
That happened?
Banana, yeah. Oh, banana popsicle,
they,
sure.
They only come in a pack by themselves. They don't come in a variety pack because only weirdos buy them.
Yeah, they can't.
Oh my gosh.
Be with the other popsicles.
Because no one will eat the banana ones in a variety pack. You have to buy them separately.
Yeah, cherry super common. I was always cherry. My brother was always grape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like that taffy though, right?
I love cherry taffy. Laffy taffy.
Laffy taffy's fire.
I love Laffy taffy.
Cherry Laffy taffy. I got her for Christmas one time.
It was like 5 pounds.
Well, 5 pounds of cherry Laffy.
That seems
taffy.
Like a little bit dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I meant it as a joke, but she was one of the best presents she'd ever received.
I loved it, but like 2 months later, I was like, we have to throw this away. We can't have this in the house anymore. I'm just eating Laffy Taffy.
And what do you think the percentage of cherry was in there in the Laffy Taffy? like real honest cherry. Or
oh,
do you
think gosh. It was just, there was zero.
Yeah.
Zero That's cherry.
That's what I think, too.
I love cherry gummy bears, too. I love gummy bears, period.
See?
No?
I can I do without.
Albanese? Those are my favorite.
Orange slices? The candied orange slices?
Those are amazing.
My grandma used to get those for me. Also, there's the Wakarusa Dime Store up north. Very north. And they have jumbo jelly beans. And you can get like separate flavors or like the multicolored ones. My grandma used to get me the orange jumbo.
What do you mean, like a big apple or something? Like a jelly bean the size of an apple?
Jelly beans like that big.
Like half an apple. Yeah.
That's
a half an apple?
I don't know
what
about
apples
half
are
an
you
apple.
Eating?
Is it like a slice that way or around?
No, it's around. It's
like
around.
A Tangelo? Like a what's those little oranges?
Like a golf ball?
No, what's the name of the cuties? Like a cutie.
Not that big. Not quite that big.
Not as big as
ping
a cutie.
Pong ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like shaped like a jelly bean.
Shaped like a jelly bean. Yep.
What's your favorite jelly bean flavor?
Cherry. I don't like strawberry. I like cherry.
Peanut butter.
What?
There's peanut butter jelly beans.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
Well, they can make any.
There's jalapeno flavored jelly beans.
There's a skunk flavored jelly bean too.
Yeah, we did learn that the hard way.
We? Me?
Oh, I mean, you did. I smelled it.
It was sickening.
I feel who came like up with the term jalapeno ass or something like that? Remember that?
Jalapeno ass?
Jalapeno
ass? Jalapeno ass?
Jalapeno ass.
I think jalapeno ass and jalapeno ass are two very different things.
Oh my God, those are giant jelly beans.
Let me see.
They have giant M&Ms like that now,
jumbo
too.
Jumbo jelly beans, baby. Wakarusa Dime Store.
Oh, yeah.
What's an? Is that a city? Wakarusa?
I don't know if it's a city. It's a place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's a town. I don't know if it's a city. I don't know
or
if it's
village.
Like a
village.
Is it
yeah.
a street? Is it a village?
Is London a village?
I think London is a city. It's 7,000. What's the cutoff? Village?
I don't know.
7,000 people, I think.
Is that
actually is? Matt looked up Lakeville, Indiana, and like technically it's a village.
Yeah.
Even though we call it a town because of like the numbers, how the numbers go.
Huh.
So, you know, I have to look population guidelines for a city.
Nobody says they live in a village.
Oh, it used to be the village of West Clay. It used to be the village of Carmel, I think.
It's the town of Wakarusa.
Okay, well.
Now that we know that.
They're also the assholes of Carmel. I mean, if we're going to go there.
The population is a city between 100 and 300,000 people.
Is a city?
A city is 300 to 300,000. A large town, 20 to 100,000. A town, 1,000 to 20,000. A village is a human settlement or community that is larger than a hamlet, but smaller than a town. I don't know what a hamlet is other than a small piece of ham.
It's like a piglet.
What's the difference between a village and a city? Yeah. I don't know. So there you go. So London is definitely a town, 1,000 to 20,000. And then it goes city. Well, what's New York City then?
Like, yeah, see, Lakeville is saying that the population is 788,
okay,
which is less than a town and more
than
a hamlet.
Town. Right.
So it's a village.
It's a village. The village of, what is it?
Lakeville.
Lakeville. How big is New Palestine?
We are just over 2,000. But this census is
It's
old.
That small?
Well, that's town. That's in the town. Downtown.
Oh, that probably makes sense for Lakeville then, because I'm sitting here like there. I know there are more than 788 people.
I think outside, like if you include like where I live and like the whole area called New Palestine.
Yeah, it's Steen, not Stein.
No, it's Steen.
Wow,
Palestine,
I'm
very much
fucking hillbilly.
Palestine,
New Palestine. That's what I always called
New
it.
New Palestine is. The foreign place, right?
Yeah, Palestine is that's how they say it. We're the hillbillies that don't pronounce it the right way.
Ooh, I'm smart then. Okay.
It's Palestine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it is. It is New Palestine.
New Palestine. That's the, isn't that the
we
fight
have
song?
The IU, yeah, with just the IU fight song, but we say New Palestine instead of Indiana.
Isn't that what like all high school fight songs are? They're
I
like
thought they
some
were,
ones.
But I have a friend who went to IU. And it severely bothers her that our fight song is New Palestine. Like, we should be big enough and bad enough now that we have our own. We've won two state titles.
Like, no,
we
but should, that's like a legitimate.
That's a
thing,
common thing, right?
That like, yeah, that high schools so. Take that high schools take college.
Like all the
songs.
Catholic high schools around here use Notre Dame's. Like, right?
Oh, do they really? I don't know anything about any of the schools in Indianapolis.
No idea, but yeah, I'm gonna.
Do
go
can
with
you
it.
Still sing your fight song from high school?
Yeah,
same. Can yeah. you sing it from college? Because I can't.
Oh God, no! I have no idea. I was so hammered at every football or basketball game. There's no way I would even, if somebody started whistling it right now, I'd be like, maybe. I have no idea.
I don't even know the words to ours. Well, because I was a Greyhound. It didn't even rhyme. And then yeah. there was a weird alma mater song.
Okay.
That also didn't rhyme.
Yeah.
I was like, what? This doesn't flow. These are just words that you just like are happen to be singing.
Is that a Christian-based school?
Yeah, it's Methodist.
It's Methodist. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
We like didn't have to really do
no. But I thought that it was yeah. like it was based.
Like if I would have been a member of the Methodist Church,
yeah, you would have.
I would have gotten a scholarship,
yeah,
like on top of
yeah.
whatever else.
Huh?
Are you okay over there?
Yeah,
are you
right,
falling
buddy?
Asleep?
No, I'm trying to get this all figured out for our podcast one listeners, so we can put it back up on the. Never mind. Anyway,
yeah.
I think the same thing happens in Ohio. Ours was an actual original tune.
Yeah, yours was written for London High School.
Fight on for victory for London High. Fight on, beat the enemy. That's the first lyric.
That seems a little bit dramatic.
But did you have
beat the enemy? We're gonna sing our praises to the sky. Something London High. Mm-hmm. Fight on. Fight for victory.
Are you the
We're
going to
fight and ne'er give in. We're going to give that cheer so all the world can hear. London High is out to win. Fight on. Beat the enemy.
It's yeah. aggressive.
It's really, yeah.
And what was your mascot?
The Red Raider.
Yeah, so it was Native American.
Well, they made it into an Indian princess, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did.
What? Yeah. I don't know. That's what a raider is?
I don't know.
Well, there was an Indian princess every year. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, like a prom queen.
We had prom queens too, but there was also an Indian princess. Yeah,
we got it. Indian princess.
Really, very, very cute.
Indian princess or Native American princess? Because those are two different things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
What was your mascot?
A lancer.
Oh.
Which is kind of like a knight.
Yeah.
Just looks exactly like a knight.
Oh. All right.
But Marion, which is very close to us, they were already the Marion Knights, so we were the LaVille Lancers.
LaVille Lancers.
Lady Lancers, if you're
girl. We're Lady Dragons.
And the... Do you care, Jess, to go over the famous...
You know what?
Powder Puff Derby football fist fight you got into?
No.
Hell yeah!
I don't think Caitlin knows this story.
I didn't get into a fist fight.
Did you fight after a Powder Puff football game? Yes
no,
or no?
I said, meet me at Chi-Chi's after after this game,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, we're going to take this shit to Chi-Chi's.
Like mm-hmm. Chi-Chi's Pizza?
No, like no.
That's CC's. My B. What the hell is Chi-Chi's?
Do you remember Chi-Chi's was
like
a Mexican restaurant when we were
Chi-Chi.
Kids?
No, really?
Oh, we didn't have one of those.
Somebody feels old.
I don't feel old.
No, we legitimately
I feel more
just didn't have those.
I just feel
Chi-Chi's
sad.
Was a nationwide chain, a Mexican restaurant.
We have a Hacienda.
We had Chi-Chi's in Ohio.
This was like a...
Kind of like a Don Pablo's, only Chi-Chi's.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
So you were like, bitch, meet me at Chi-Chi's, mm-hmm. ho.
Yeah, and everybody's like, Jesse, what the fuck are you doing? She's like a foot taller than you.
Oh, she didn't
You're
care.
Scrappy. No,
I was
you're
scrappy.
Scrappy.
Yeah, so it was... She that was the angry. Logo. Do
you they have They have that? Food in the grocery store.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, Chi-Chi's Mexican
okay.
restaurant.
Yeah,
that's
how
they,
I know it.
They're a Mexican food brand now.
Yeah,
think,
they've got...
Yeah, that was actually the only thing.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. But it used to
I
just
think,
be...
I think it was started by...
The restaurants looked like that.
Max McGee, former Green Bay Packer, started the restaurant named after his wife, Chi-Chi.
But Chi-Chi also means titties in
I don't know
Spanish.
If it does mean titties
think
or
it
not.
Does.
I don't think it does.
I'm gonna go with it.
Titties in Spanish is titties.
Titties.
Chi-Chi's in Spanish.
Tatas?
I did that wrong. Hold on.
Translate
Chi-Chi's in English.
So what does she do to piss you off? Do we know to this day, or you just got on the wrong side of you?
I don't know. It was just, it was the senior junior game. Is that how you guys did Powder Puff?
We didn't do Powder Puff.
Oh, seniors played the juniors and the sophomores played the freshmen.
Okay.
And this was my senior year and it was,
Was a junior getting mouthy?
Yeah, but I don't even know why. Like, it's not, it was just, I don't remember, but I was feeling like extra senior-like. Like, I was going to be, and literally, I'm not kidding you, all my friends were like, you're fucking stupid. Like, you're just, like, Jesse, just stop.
Tell me, Jesse.
I say Jesse, yeah, because that's what everybody
I called
me.
You Jesse on Friday night. I was hammered.
So tell me, was this the same year of the gasoline station incident, or
it was? That was a rough year. For
that
me.
Was a rough
Excuse
year. Have you heard about
you
the
had
gasoline
multiple
station
incidents?
I did. This one was
she
with
the
a
red,
boy,
the red Jetta, right?
I had a red Jetta, and I hadn't had it very long, but this kid was in the way. I feel like I've told this story. This kid was in the way. He was standing at the gas station, and you have two pumps, like two lanes of pumps.
Yeah.
And he's standing right between them.
Now, is that the Speedway or what is that there? In the
it's
town?
A Speedway now. It was Gas America then.
Gas America.
And there was even a Taco Bell in that Gas America back then. And so, and I was trying to squeeze through and he wouldn't move.
He was just standing there.
He was just standing there and he just looked at me and he was talking to somebody. And so as I drove by, I may have grazed him. I don't know. But he punched the back of my car. Like as I was driving by slow enough to where he just like took his fist and punched the back of my car, in which I just pulled up the parking brake and put it in neutral, jumped out of the car and fucking grabbed this kid. I mean, he was probably a freshman or a sophomore, and I grabbed him. And I was like, don't you ever fucking touch my car again. And, like, just lost my mind. And the kid was just, like, stunned. I was stunned, too. Obviously, some misplaced anger, some things going on in my life I'm not sure about. But, like, from across the parking lot, somebody was like, get him, Prosser. They had no idea what was even going on. Yeah.
I hate those moments where, like, you do something like that and everyone thinks you're a badass. And then you get in your car and you're like, wow, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you feel so bad. Like, that's not me. That's not who I am.
Left for college, came back for, like, a party, like, at somebody's house, years later. And that guy goes, God, you are such a fucking bitch. I was like, you of all people should, if I were you, I would say the exact same thing.
Oh, this was the same kid?
Yeah, he was at the party later. And I was like, sorry. I was like, I really don't even know why I did that. But it was because I was paying for that car, and it meant, like, it was, like,
it
bothered
to you.
Yeah, it really bothered me.
Yeah.
And I picked that car out. I mean, I was paying for gas and, like, things. I didn't buy it. But, yeah, like... But it felt like it was mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I had a car before that, and my mom took it away because I got a speeding ticket, and then she totaled it while she was driving it when she took it away.
Lesson.
Like that same day that she took it away
within
from
a week. Yeah, within a week.
Lesson learned?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No. It was a bummer. I loved that. It was a little two-door Jeep Cherokee. I loved that car.
Well, that like the third weekend, I had the Mercury Cyclone, which was the family car.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the Ford Torino.
You're going to have to keep going. No. Like Taurus? Like maybe a Taurus.
The Starsky and Hutch car, the Torino?
No.
No?
Literally, dude, you have to get closer to us.
Okay. Model T? No, I'm going the other way.
You are going
sorry.
The other way. But I feel like I know what a Model
I
T
do
is
too.
More than what you just said. Oh,
anyway, I pulled out. We lived on the street. What the hell is that noise?
It's a truck backing up.
I pulled out into traffic, and I didn't look before I pulled out.
What do you mean you didn't look?
I was
careless.
I was being careless. And
like, you didn't even have a cell phone to look at. Like, what were you looking at instead of the road?
I don't know what I was thinking. I just pulled out, and this guy just...
Were you getting a handy?
Bang. No, it's just me. Well, maybe I was giving myself a handy. Maybe that's what I was looking at.
Oh, my God.
Why there was anybody in the car?
Is that what you do when you're in the car by yourself?
You mentioned
handy. Girl, you don't?
No.
You've never done that by yourself in the car on a long trip.
100% no.
Well, yeah. There are those who
Am I in the minority
I
here?
I think you might be.
Are you serious?
Anyway, I pulled out and just this guy wrecked the front end of this car, and my mom came running out of the house, didn't ask if I was okay or anything. She was just like, oh,
angry, yeah.
And that's when she uttered the famous words, "We can't have anything nice." Because
oh,
I wrecked
man.
The car.
I said that to Matt. Now I feel bad.
Break the cycle. You go and as soon as you see him, apologize to him today.
Okay, because like I just told Jess during the break about how Matt accidentally broke one of my chairs on accident. And he just like breaks things. Like he just is a breaker. I buy nice things.
Is he
and
careless
he
and he means well, or is he just?
I think he literally
he's just not
doesn't really care because he didn't buy it.
He's not thinking.
I don't know. I think boys are a lot like. Boys are just rough on things.
Yes, yes.
They're just rough.
They don't
hang
understand.
On a minute. Boys aren't rough on stuff. Maybe girls are too unreasonable in their expectations on how long things should last.
But it was
maybe
a chair, and I had it for 3 months.
That's.
I feel like a chair should last like maybe a couple of years.
That's a reasonable expectation for the life of a chair is 3 months.
I usually like to get new dining room chairs about every 3 months, so I get
I'm
it.
I'm done with you.
That's not a joke
but anyway,
at all.
I looked at Matt, and I was just like,
six different dining room tables. I know.
We can't have anything nice.
You actually said that to him.
Yeah,
we can't have anything
nice. I was
very
frustrated.
I say things like that at home.
Because I'm, okay, when I think of having a lot of money and, like, what I would buy with it, is it handbags? Is it shoes? Is it clothes? Is it makeup? Is it a car? Probably a lot of makeup, but also I think the one thing I would spend a lot of my money on is, like, having kick-ass interior design.
Yep.
Like kick-ass furniture, mm-hmm. art on the walls. Like everything just comes together and looks so cool. Like I love walking into my house and I've got just a bomb-ass inside of my house. Mm-hmm. For Matt, it's a vehicle. He's like, I want a Tahoe. Like that would be a really cool thing for me to have. So I'm starting to buy nicer things for the house because I was in college not that long ago and everything was a hand-me-down. So I want those things to last me for a little while because they're expensive to me. So,
and she earned them and they're hers.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like Matt's on his way out.
No, he's fine. No, he's fine.
But he is going to have his very own special chair.
I bought him a chair from Target so he can play video games because currently he's sitting on an ottoman that's falling apart, but it was only $15, so it's not a big deal. Bought him one of those, like, you know how everything college is out now, like Walmart, Target, and everything. So I was like, oh, look at this.
A gamer
this
chair.
This bold kind of gamer chair that doesn't really look super college.
Yeah.
Next day, broke. I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
Now, was he twerking in it? Is that how he's
that's
breaking
probably,
these chairs?
That's probably
have you
was.
Seen him? Have you seen him twerk?
But she showed me the video.
That boy can twerk.
He can.
I had
all
that ass
had
in a
no
circle.
Idea.
It is hot.
I had no idea. I don't know any man that moves like that, to be very honest.
It's maybe Tommy Toon or some professional dancer. You don't know Tommy Toon?
Oh, did he drive a Model T?
How about Rudolf Nureyev? No?
Are these porn
stars? Now you're
stars?
Just trying to make me feel dumb.
Mikhail Gorbachev? No, he wasn't a dancer. He was a premier. Never mind.
I don't know.
The point is,
now Matt can throw that ass in a circle.
It's nuts.
Twerking. And Kobe just sitting there watching him like, go, Dad.
Mm-hmm. No.
So, yeah, he was probably twerking in his chair. But I did actually, I returned it. I returned it the next day.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
guys,
was that a fart?
That dog farted again. That
was
not
chair.
Me. No.
That was the chair.
Whose chair?
Your chair.
Well, no, I didn't move.
James, did you toot?
Yes, he tooted.
He didn't even open his eyes. No.
That's what it sounded like.
I'll let you know because it smelled, got him. It tickled his butt.
He just jumped up.
I don't want that. I don't want anything to do with this dog farting during this
and
podcast.
And you don't like boy dogs.
I don't know what it is.
It's his
you really
down.
Don't.
It's his hang down. He doesn't like his hang down.
I don't like seeing the hang down. I don't like seeing the butthole. I'll take a dog.
Okay, my dog's
but you
butthole
can see,
doesn't show.
But you can see
your dog's butthole
on
does
girl
show.
Dogs.
No, well, not on Ruby. Not on.
They're hairy enough you don't see their buttholes.
Monkeys.
Same with Kobe.
Yeah.
Cobra dog. He's hairy. Got hairy little booty.
You can see his butt.
You can't see his butthole.
James is a Labrador. Of course you can.
No, his tail's usually down unless he gets happy and he's wagging.
Yeah.
In which case, I'm in the front of his face and I'm not looking at his butthole because he's excited when he sees me.
I can't believe you're owning a dog.
You know, that's what Jake goes. In about 6 or 7 years, I'm going to look at Addie and I'll be like, do you know how much your mother loves you? She carried this dog around.
Oh.
I know. I'm not. You know what? I'm tired
she has
of living this
little...
lie. I am not a pet person. And
she
it's
is...
not isolated to dogs. Mm-mm. I'm just not a pet person. And it's because I've had children since I was a child, basically. And that's what I take care of.
Yeah.
And so I had siblings to take care of. and I have my own kids to take care of, and I am not a pet person. If I would have stayed single or young, as I probably would have had a dog or done something like that. But, or
I
maybe
thought you were allergic.
Or maybe I would have dated someone with a dog.
Yeah,
I
maybe
probably
that.
Actually would never have had a dog. But I just don't, I'm just not that. The only dog we've ever had was this dog that just kind of wandered into our family, and she was kind of like, look, I'm not going to ask you for anything. You don't ask me for anything, and we'll be Gucci.
Are you talking about Honey?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how she was.
Honey chills.
Yeah.
Honey, she's a chill-ass dog.
Mad, chill-ass dog, which she's not doing very well, guys.
Oh, man. That's really sad.
I know.
She also, like, cannot stand other dogs.
Hates. Loves people, hates dogs.
Yeah.
Hates other dogs.
It's so weird. Like, when you told me that Honey attacked Ruby.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that's not the same dog.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't hurt a fly.
Mm-mm.
She will run. She will play fetch with you for 24 hours if you let her.
Yeah, if you let her. Yeah, that's when she still acts like a puppy. But her cancer and her tumors are all over her face.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's really sad.
That's a bummer. All right. Oh, yeah, but I'm not a dog person. I'm just a honey dog person.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only dog for now until James. James can't be my dog, and I have warmed up to him, and I've snuggled with him. And
He spends a lot more time with me,
but we have to break that. Like, he has to be Addie's dog.
Yeah.
He can't be a family dog.
Yeah. Right.
But he also gets a little excitable when he's at school for too long, so he has to do half days at school and half days with me. So.
Hmm.
But we'll he was there. With her all morning, though.
He did good.
That's awesome.
And she handled it. She took him. They did a bathroom break together. She handled it. She got him back to her desk, had him sit down, had him lay. He did all the things.
He did all that with her?
Just with her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, girl.
That's why he's so exhausted now.
Does he walk into, like, does she go to the big handicap stall and take him into the stall with her?
No, she has to go to the nurse's office and use the bathroom.
Gotcha.
That way she can't lock herself in the bathroom. And if she had a seizure in like a traditional bathroom stall, even like a handicap stall, there's the potential for her that she could like lean up against the door and then they wouldn't be able to open it and get in there.
Yeah.
So she just goes in there and her aide stands outside so that nobody will come in and she just isn't allowed to lock the door.
Gotcha.
But that's what she did. She had him sit in front of the sink while she went to potty.
So, oh, yes, girl.
Good job, James.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Can he run the
hand dryer and all that stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. He says that he puts a little towel over his paw and holds it and waits for her to wash her hands so she can dry him.
He didn't appreciate that as much as I did.
I thought it was funny.
It was really funny.
He didn't fart again, did he?
No. He also has a mouthwash. He'll pump it into one of those little cups and has a tip jar and everything.
Have you seen it's a golden that gets beers out of the refrigerator for the guy?
You guys, I follow a lot of service dog accounts
and
on
the dog
Instagram.
Pushing the grocery cart?
Oh, that was funny.
My God.
It was a German Shepherd and he was just pushing the, and his owner was just right beside him.
There are like 100 dogs pushing grocery cart videos on the internet. They're like little dogs with little kids.
Is this what
shopping
you did
cart.
When you were still kind of buzzed last night and you woke up?
Yes. And they're like pushing grocery cart. I mean, it's like, you know, the little babies grocery carts, the little girls.
Yeah,
of course, like, little girls learn how to get groceries.
Right.
And
I'll punch you.
I don't know. Neither one of my dogs do anything special. Other than I'm convinced Ruby could walk on her hind legs as long as
she
could.
It is like a circus act when she does it. She can do it for a long time. That's true.
Matt taught Kobe to sit, and then if you point like a fake gun at him and go, pew,
he lays over
on his side.
That's hilarious.
My mom gets so mad. She's like, don't do that play dead around me. I do not want that going on in my house.
She gets
very upset.
What? Really?
Not a child.
You go, pew, and then he plays dead, and then you go, okay, roll over, and he'll roll over.
Oh, see,
those are like his only three tricks, though.
Well, that's a good trick.
Yeah.
That's a really good trick.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shoot him, and they follow. Yeah, that's
I just want my dog to quit licking his butthole.
That it won't stop. Okay.
They just do it.
It's not their butthole. I think it's their peen after they go to the bathroom.
It is that too. No, you can tell. Like there's butthole action and then the
peen.
Action.
No, Kobe doesn't do that.
I don't know.
But he does do
the
peen.
See, dogs,
because
I've never had
honey,
a, I've
if honey
never had
ever
a boy
groomed,
dog.
If Honey ever groomed herself, she would go where there weren't people. And if you walked into the room, she would turn around. She would stop and she would turn around and look at you. And then when you left, she would continue.
So she's sending a message.
Yeah, let me bathe by myself.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Maybe she was doing more of that. That's her business. I don't care.
Do your dogs...
It's not like she was driving a car and doing it.
Do your dogs lick their, like, paws?
He does.
Like, Mm-hmm. Kobe does that. We think it's like a comfort thing because he does it when he goes to bed. He puts both of his paws in front of his face and he nestles his little face in, and then he just licks.
Mm.
And
it's kind of weird. I don't know why. Mm. I don't like that noise.
You don't hear it though because he buries his face. No, it's not like that.
I hate that noise. I hate when you hear a dog make that noise. Like when he's licking his peen, like stop.
Do you tell him to stop?
Yes, I'm James. Stop.
Poke him.
Well, you can't tell him to stop.
He's got
to
cleanse himself.
You know what they told? I know, but it's.
What did they tell you?
The trainer told me that I need to get one of those
spray bottles with water on.
No, the keyboard air things, and spray that in his face every time he jumps on me.
Genius, because that's
a great idea. Actually,
there are collars you can buy. I know that spray on their face, like when they bark. They spray. I've heard of those.
That's a great idea.
And I've heard if they bark and you're sitting across the room, you get. I like your idea better because one of my friends told me you can get a squirt bottle.
Yeah,
squirt it with water, but I like the air idea better.
I think that it's not a mess, but then there's air, but they say that the water works better for cats because cats hate water that way.
That makes sense.
But the air.
I would never own a cat.
No, cats are gross.
Cats don't care about anything.
You guys, we almost got a cat, and if he would have been there when we went to adopt him, we would have got it. He had a go funny eye that went this way. He had green eye, a all black cat, and then one eye went this way. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I would have got that cat. But I feel like cats like steal your soul or something while you sleep. Like there's something else going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt's allergic to cats. I'm like very allergic.
I'm insane. I'm
we went down to her aunt's one time.
Wait, you're allergic to cats and you were going to get one?
Yeah, because Max wanted a cat and I thought... I'll just take
Are
medicine.
You insane?
I know.
She goes down to her aunt's and let's first of all say
inside out.
Let's first of all, she looked like she'd gone 10 rounds with Tyson. It was the funniest thing you've ever.
So all the bottom lids become completely puffy, but then these swell inside out. My top lids swell inside out. Ooh. And I'm just wheezing the whole time. Can't breathe.
Tears coming out of your eyes.
Yeah, can't see. Just like huge stripes down my face through my makeup. Yeah. And I just
tell Caitlin the cat's name.
My aunt names all of her cats after dead relatives.
You have to die to be named to have a cat named after you.
Uh-huh. So far, it's been Annabelle, Molly,
which is creepy in and of itself because of the movie.
Have you seen the Annabelle movies?
No, I don't watch those. Oh, I don't watch scary movies.
It's stupid funny how scary they made this doll look. It's stupid.
Like no doll would ever be scary.
I made the mistake going to watch this Annabelle movie. It's stupid.
Well, I don't fuck with Satan.
I don't either. And I don't care in what form. I don't
care
like
if it's a fake form.
Exactly. I don't.
You later.
I'm not testing
Annabelle was her mom's name, right?
Molly was the first. I don't know who Molly is or how she died, but Molly was the first cat. And then there was Annabelle, which was my grandma, the one that wore Gloria Vanderbilt perfume.
Gotcha.
And then there was Harry, and that was my grandpa that died, but he got hit by a car, and now she has Benny.
Not your grandpa got hit by a car, but Harry the cat got hit by a car.
If he would have,
I honestly thought you were talking about your grandpa.
Yeah. If my grandpa would have got hit by a car, that would have
been fine
too.
Harry is, right?
No, you've never met.
But I know about
you
Harry,
know
right?
about him. Okay. Yeah. And then now she has Benny, and Benny was her grandpa.
That is
a bizarre thing to do.
A little wild.
I know. I don't know. I mean,
like name a cat like a cute name. Like,
yeah. I'm a big fan of people names for pets.
Are you?
Like Eleanor or Leonard or.
Honestly, love both of those.
Mm-hmm. I was a big
Ellie and Lenny. Oh my gosh!
Very good.
Wow.
For dogs, but dogs.
I wanted a. A long, long time ago, one of those little Yorkshire Terriers.
Have you seen Morkies?
No.
I don't even know what the M is, but they are cute.
Really?
Like Yorkshire Terriers
and something else. Maltese, maybe? Maltese and a Yorkie?
I bet so. A Maltese, yeah, a Morkie.
But
they're
cute.
And I wanted him to name Murphy.
That's really cute.
I know.
But Murphy is a dog name is cute.
It got nixed. So I went to the shelter and adopted a beagle mix and named him Robert, and he ate my couch. And then the lesbian veterinarian took him because she rescued beagles.
The Morkie is a designer breed of dog, which is a cross between a purebred Yorkshire Terrier and a purebred Maltese.
Let me see it.
A Morkie. I don't know.
I met a Morky when I was moving my brother out of his apartment a couple weeks ago. A girl was walking it, and I said, oh, my God.
See? I don't know if she's equipped to handle this.
That's a Let me cute see it. Ass dog. I don't know. I feel girl. Like all dogs look like that right now.
Girl.
All these mixing ones.
That's true. Dogs. Like, get a normal dog. Like, get a Labradoodle. Or not a Labradoodle. Just, like, a lab. Get a Westie.
Yeah. I love. Just get a normal. I love Kobe dogs.
I love Corgis. Love Kobe.
You do?
Corgis are cute.
The little short They're legs. Funny. They're just silly looking.
What was that dog that Max wanted?
Oh, some Asian dog. An Inshui or... Insui or
I'm not 100% sure what you're saying.
In pussy, what was the name of it?
I have no idea. My brother wants a husky, and I said, Kyle, do you understand how hot it gets in Indiana in the summer?
Mm-hmm. That's they're insanely energetic dogs.
Yes,
like crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
What's the huge Burmese mountain dog?
Yeah,
Bernese. They look like calico cats. Yeah.
Wow.
They're calico huge. Color. There's also white ones that are called what's the big Great Pyrenees.
But they're evidently, here's something they don't tell you about Pyrenees and Great Pyrenees. They're nocturnal.
What's that?
They're up all night.
They
sleep all day.
But they're sweet and lovable and quiet and hardly ever bark. Mm-hmm. But man, they're up all night.
We had so many dogs growing up.
That's crazy. I never had a pet before Kobe.
Oh my gosh. My very first dog, I was little enough that the only thing that I could say was get dog. And so my parents named it Get Dog because that's what I called it every time it would be around me.
Isn't that the cutest that's fucking really thing cute. You've ever heard?
That's really cute.
Get Dog.
Lil Jesse calls it Get Dog, so Get Dog so, it is.
It was a little black dog. It was adorable. Get Dog. And I don't know if it like what happened, but that dog was gone. And then we had a Great Dane.
It probably went to live on a farm.
Probably. We had a Great Dane named Brutus. Beautiful Great Dane.
A Great Dane named Sable.
Yeah, but that wasn't until high school.
Oh.
We had a black Great Dane named Sable. My brother named after the WWE star, Sable, diva. The girl. Diva. Yeah, the diva.
I didn't know that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother had a pet rat named Splinter, too, that he named after
the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then, what's the Buster Brown? We had a dog that looked like the Buster Brown on the Buster Brown shoes or whatever that was. We had that dog.
Right.
But then my dad was bringing us home from a weekend of being with him, and we saw him. He was out on the side of the road. He got hit.
Was that, like, just mortifying?
We went to my mom, and we were like, Buster's dead on the side of the road. She was like, no, he got out of the fence. And we were like, yeah, we know. He's dead now. Like,
he's a non-dog. Yes. He's dead.
He's dead. We saw him.
Like, that's, sometimes I think about that. Like, you get these dogs and they will not live as long as you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got them for like 12 years. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I know.
Matt's already told me, he's like, look, like, if we ever have to put Kobe down, like, you're the one that's going to have to
do it because I
can't. And I said, okay. Like, why? Like, we had to have that conversation because we know.
Because you
know. Like, he's going to die in, like, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, that's hard. And it's hard to watch a dog get old.
Yeah.
Honey is the first dog that we've ever had long enough to do that.
Yeah.
My mom would always find people to give our dogs to. Or she'd open the fence and let them out.
And they get
on accident?
On accident. I don't know. Boom. But when I left for college, we'd had a dog for like 7 years. We had a boxer from middle school.
Put him up.
From middle school until I left for college, and I came back the first weekend I came back from college, and my dad was like, oh, no, I gave her away.
Excuse me?
It was just my dad and my brother in the house now, and they were like, no, we're not taking care of a dog. And they gave the dog away.
Were you devastated?
Not really. This was the dumbest dog that ever lived.
That's not how that poem goes, though. Knick, knack, paddywhack, give the dog away. That's not how that goes.
Well, you know,
dog a bone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably
took it to a farm is what he did.
Yeah. Stop saying that.
I'm just always afraid because I think, like, Kobe to me is, like, the best dog ever. He's really smart. I open the back door. I know he's not running away.
Right.
He just goes pee and he comes back. Or he'll sunbathe. Whatever.
That's how Honey was.
I don't want to get another dog and have to deal with it not being Kobe.
That's kind of how I feel with James right now.
I had no idea how well-behaved my girls were until James started hanging out.
Yes, and James is a very, very, very expensive dog.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently all we did was pay for James to be boarded for the last year and a half until he got here. Because he does stay, he can sit and lay for long periods of time. For a puppy, that's very good that I can say sit, stay.
He's rambunctious.
But outside of that, I don't know what else he was trained to do. I would love for someone to tell me.
He's even rambunctious on his leash, which is not supposed to happen.
No.
So you take the leash off, though, and it's
game over when his leash is up.
Yeah, he's like everywhere.
You have to keep his leash very tight.
What is that thing around his neck?
That is a. It's like a.
It's got little pokies, right? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't hurt him.
No, it'll pinch. Like it is just enough to get his attention.
Gotcha.
Otherwise,
have you tried it on?
They're not sharp. Yeah. No, I have not. No, I don't. I listen.
Have you ever tried the shock collar?
No, I haven't had to.
Oh, I know Max's friends that have done that, and I'm just like, you guys, please don't do that.
I have a fence here, but
we had a kid that put it on his neck, and I was like, you ding dong, like put it on your leg or something,
like around your wrist.
Yeah,
like,
anywhere, not on your neck.
I had an invisible fence.
Is that your puppy crying?
Probably. Okay. Monkey. Yeah. When I had Gibbs and Emmy, we had an invisible fence, and you would forget to take their shock collars off and put them back in the back of the car on Saturday morning. And you'd go over the fence line and
they'd yelp.
And he's like, what the hell is wrong with those dogs? And then you realize about halfway to your trip, I forgot to take their shock collars off.
Well, that's what they say a lot of when you get those fences, that the dogs will run out and then they're like, F you, I'm not running back in.
Well, as you might imagine, Gibbs was the best with it. She would not. She got it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And Emmy was a golden doodle, so she was a little bit more active anyway. But she eventually got it.
Chick had a golden doodle named Emmy, and she would get shaved in the summertime. She'd get haircuts.
Yep.
And she looked like
Nicole Richie.
Stop.
No,
like legitimately.
Like in her face looked like Nicole Richie. Like, and was that thin.
That gaunt and yes. drawn and kind of bushy on her head, but yes. then real spindly little legs like a baby horse. What is wrong with my throat lately? Hear this horse nature going? What the?
I'm going to here's my opinion.
Alcohol poisoning?
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and say it might be all of the vodka you're
Alcohol's
drinking.
Terrible for your vocal cords.
That reminds me we should probably stop the podcast today so I can go make another drink.
Okay.
Is that all right, ladies?
Yeah. Hey, what is today? You know what? I'll save it. I'll save. Caitlin and I have a big announcement coming up.
Oh, so yeah. Let's save it.
We're saving it.
Blonde on Brunette on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Search that.
We're killing the game.
We are. We're doing awesome.
How many more followers you need for 1,000 for your Instagram?
Like eight.
Or a blonde on Brunette on Instagram.
We just have to post that picture of our butts again,
and we're good to go, honey.
Here's how silly I am. I didn't even realize that when you guys are sitting at the bar, and you're like,
we only need six now.
Oh, so I'm like, that's a cute picture. You're looking over your shoulders. That's what I thought. You're looking back over.
You didn't look at our butts?
Well, then it was like dawned on me. I looked at all the comments, and I go, behinds are.
Yeah. They're not exposed.
They're very. We're both in a printed bottom.
Yes.
Right.
We look hot.
We do.
Just
it almost
on
like
deck.
They're 3D kind of.
3D. Our butts are in 3D. That would be something we could do.
Give out 3D glasses and then
take pictures in 3D.
You can do that.
I don't know.
Probably. You know my rule about computers. If you can think about it, you can get your computer to do it.
That's not your rule about computers.
Is
that's
that
your
a monkey?
I think so.
It's your rule about porn.
Jess Hooker _ on Instagram, at the Jess Expo on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. Don't look me up on Facebook. I'm not going to friend you.
At Kay Kapetsky everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm easy.
I'm Chick McGee 1 and the Chick McGee on Instagram. Thank you for listening. What the hell's wrong with me? Where's the music? See, this is what happens when the vibe. Maybe I should keep drinking while I'm talking, and then that would help.
Let's do this.
Thank you. I'm going to let this play the whole thing today. So it's the Chick McGee Show. Good night, everybody. I said I'd get you something nice, something pretty, and I did. And
you liked it like that. To be so big and to be so fast. Because we up in the mud house, over in the club. Getting crunk, bling, bling, I got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. Big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black, everything's blur. Got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice sunny on the table, on the shit's all I'm saying. Ain't got no dough, all God's my body. Ain't got nobody, baby, I can call my shoulder. Ain't got no dough, all God's my body. Hey, hey. Ain't got nobody, baby, I can call my shoulder. Shoes in the garage, my socks are crew. I got my hands slipped back so I can check out shoe. I got some nice shit to say and it sounds so good. You wanna write it down so when you're back in the hood, you can check back with it as you hit the pipe, make sweet love to it all night. Up in the mud house, over in the club, y'all, we getting crunk, bling, bling. Got some love for you. Ass moving so fast, can't think. The big buzz bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure. The night's all black and everything's a blur. I got my jacket on, smoking, looking like juice. Honey on my table, and shit's all we say. Ain't got no dough. All guys.